Jesus, we cry out to you. Save us from our enemies. Please make the Chinese Christians invisible. Amen. Dear Heart Dwellers, I'm most concerned for the Chinese people because the government is now on an intensified campaign to eradicate hidden house churches and believers. We have thousands of Chinese viewers, and many are very generous, sending us contributions to help us. They are precious, precious souls who are risking their lives for their faith, something just about unheard of in America. In America, we get persecution and blacklisting. In China, it's prison time, torture, and death. Family, please pray intensely for these dear souls. We do not risk losing our families here in the United States, but the head of the household could be arrested and murdered with just a wife and children to fend for themselves. Pastors routinely disappear in China. The persecution is horrendous. Imagine living in a place where a neighbor could report you for having a home meeting. They have to cover their meetings to make them look like birthday parties, loud and raucous parties, to protect themselves from being reported. I'm asking you to please make a small fast or sacrifice offering, such as no meat on Wednesday or Friday, or no dessert on Friday, or staying up later on Saturday night to pray for them specifically. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church, and China is going to have an unheard-of revival on the heels of this heavy persecution. Every day you put your lives and your children's lives in jeopardy because God means more to you than life itself. I am so very humbled by your devotion and what you're willing to lose to worship Him. My heart is overwhelmed with love for you, that you have chosen Jesus over life itself, even as He did for you. Now, I would like to make a suggestion to you. In these times when it's especially dangerous to meet as a group, know that Jesus is your shepherd. He's at your right hand 24/7. Yes, we do need pastoral care, but every day you should go to Him, worship, read something holy, get a rhema and pray, especially in times of danger. Pray with Mary, pray a rosary, and ask her to protect you and make you invisible. If you nourish yourself every day on worship, scripture, and prayer, the Lord Jesus will guide, perfect, and comfort you. Then if you meet in smaller groups, less conspicuous, maybe 3, 4, 5 people, have a mini church using the same formula, worship, scripture, prayer, and waiting on the Lord, resting in the Lord, praying and singing in tongues and resting in the Lord, waiting for Him to give each one of you a vision, a scripture, or something encouraging that comes to mind. Then you will be well nourished until the heat is off and you can return to bigger meetings. This is how the enemy goes undetected in Western nations. And I'm talking about terrorists. He has cell groups, 3 to 5, that are ready at any time to take on an assignment. Our assignment is to love our brothers, especially those who persecute us. I say this to you while admitting I am not a great example. I feel sorrow for my enemies, knowing that they are living a life that is a dead end. But I would like to be more affectionately praying for them. Bitterness is a terrible thing, and we don't want to grow that nasty weed in our hearts. Having genuine concern for our enemies is one way to stop a root of bitterness from growing. In America, we're free to go to churches, but people are leaving them. Here you are, in China, and the churches are being destroyed. And here we are in America with churches that are empty. Why is that? They're not getting the truth. nor the nourishment from their churches, which have become more like social clubs. So I have a large internet ministry of people who are seeking and finding the Lord at home in the peace and quiet, set apart from the world. We're in over 192 countries now, and the stats on Vimeo are not accurate because so many visit our website and download massive downloads from our website. And we are trying to ascertain how many people actually are watching the videos to the end or what have you. And unfortunately, we've noticed that there is discrimination against those channels that don't fit into the socialistic agendas. We don't always know how many people see things. People can't access the PayPal button. For some reason, it won't work. People say they signed up to get notifications. They don't get any notifications. It's a hidden thing that's going on with social media, that Christians are being minimalized and persecuted and having certain functions turned off so that we're not able to really connect with our people as we should. And that's why we're growing our own website, and that's where most people come. So again, we have a large ministry of people who are seeking and finding the Lord at home in the peace and quiet set apart from the world. Dear ones, intimacy with Jesus, pure intimacy, heart to heart, not sexual intimacy. Intimacy with Jesus is the very nourishment of life, and he desires this with you with all his heart. Each one of you are so dear to him, and his heart just pounds out of his chest when you look at him, when you seek him. He is so touched, because most people just don't care. Pastors can only take you so far. After that, you must labor and seek and find Jesus on your own. He longs to have this intimacy with you. And while the shutting down of churches may seem cruel, God is using it to get his people to seek him until you find him. Then intimacy begins. He holds your hand or hugs you to himself. He sits and listens to you for hours. He sends his comfort to cover and penetrate even to the marrow of your bones, every thought, every pain and desire. He gives of himself in time. He is always there with you at your right hand. Oh, my dear ones, in this nation they are learning that church programs are not the answer. People don't want another social club. They want Jesus. Then when they get together, each brings the joy of knowing Jesus to a meeting. Each one brings their own rhema, their inspired word from God, just for you in that moment, and shares it with others. Even in the midst of persecution, your lives can be so powerful with godly joy that others will hunger for Jesus. America will someday be subjected to brutal persecution, and it is now that the Lord is teaching us to survive on our own with him. This is his joy, to see you coming to him, to encounter him, and for no other reason. You are exquisite to him. Each and every one of you is exquisite and brings him such joy and comfort. That is the very pinnacle of his day. And as he reveals these feelings to you, no matter how much you've done wrong, he draws you into his heart. He wraps you in a cloud of peace and forgives you. Receiving the body and blood of Jesus every day is powerful and life-changing. As I have said many times before, as an evangelical Christian of over 7 years, there was still something lacking. I knew there was more, but I didn't know how to access it. Dear ones, it is his presence under the appearance of bread and wine that gives us his very DNA and all the virtues we need to survive the day. If you come to America or to a country where it's safe, we will ordain you so that you can have the precious body and blood of Jesus. We'll ordain you over the internet. We've been doing that and been tremendously successful. People are really feeling the difference. I'm not talking Catholic. I'm talking early church, the first 300 years. Jesus gave us many things in his church, which Satan has managed to discredit because the graces were so powerful, they were destroying his work. So he used uninformed men to change what Jesus gave us as a gift into some superstitious New Age tradition. He gave us his own very own body and blood to nourish spirit, soul, and body. He gave us his very own mother to look after and guide us. He gave us the great cloud of witnesses to commune with. These are perfected souls in heaven, just like Moses and Elijah when they spoke with Jesus. You too can speak with the saints in heaven because scripture has it that we're surrounded by them. How do you tell the saints from the demons dressed up like saints? The familiar spirits, which are demons made up in whatever costume suits your fancy. The same way you tell apart the real Jesus from an imitation Jesus that tries to deceive you. And we have many, many teachings on discernment that the Lord has given us. In fact, we're working on a book right now. Carol is putting together a book on discernment, taking from all the messages. And that'll be a very helpful book. My dear ones, the Lord has something new coming forth. He wishes with all his heart that we come into union with him, that we hear him clearly, that we allow him to live and move and have his being from within us. And he is using the communist government to aid him in that endeavor so that you will press in and make communion and dwelling with him your number one commitment. Then you will have learned the secrets of his heart, and you can share them with others and draw them in. And I want to recommend to you for dwelling music, pick things that are intimate, where the singer is talking to the Lord, or pick instrumentals, and we have quite a few of those. It's called Heart Dwelling Songs. That's our channel on Vimeo, where we have all the music that Ezekiel and I have written and composed songs to. And there are a couple of other singers that we've put on our channel just for you because they were very, very special. I know you may not be able to find this movie in your country, but if you ever get to watch it, you will see the true church of Jesus Christ, the living stones, who we can become. The Reluctant Saint is the name of the movie, and it really strips down to the true Christian in love with Jesus. It bypasses the role-playing, posturing, intellectualism, professionalism, and arrogant Pharisee mentality. It gets right down to the heart of Jesus' heart to be in love with him. And exposes the lie that we must be intelligent Bible scholars to be good Christians. Yes, we need the scriptures, but love surpasses all knowledge, and the Lord is standing ready to give us this love if we will only seek him and dwell with him until he relents and gives us this grace. My dear heart dwellers in America, please pray for our Chinese brothers and sisters, that the officials will be converted and the believers will become invisible to the authorities. Lord, have mercy on our brothers and sisters in China. We love you, dear family, and thank you for all you've done for us.